गोपी जना वल्लभागिर्वरधारी गोपी जना वल्लभागिर्वरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी मुन यमुना तीरावनचारी मुन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण राम हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Oh, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe Jayo Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, Jaya. Jaya Om Vishnupad, Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya. अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिनंद स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय. ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय. निथाय घोर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि. Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 18, which is entitled The Residents of Jambudeep Offer Prayers. And we are on text number 8. Start by offering prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो दिस वर्स इज इन प्रोज, इट्स इन द सेक्शन वेयर द प्रहलाद महाराज एंड रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ हरिवंश दे आर ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड नरसिंहदेव। सो फर्स्ट वील डू वर्ड बाय वर्ड। ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय, नमः तेजसे आविर्भव वज्रनख वज्रदंष्ट्र कर्माशयान रंधय रंधय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम् अभयम् आत्मनि भूयिष्ठ ओम श्रुम। सो दिस वर्स ट्राई टू रिसाइट इन आई डोंट नो मीटर इज डिफिकल्ट बट ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय, नमस्तेजस तेजसे आविर आविर्भव वज्रनख वज्रदंष्ट्र कर्माशयान रंधय रंधय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम् अभयम् आत्मनि भूयिष्ठ ओम श्रुम। ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय, नमस्तेजस तेजसे आविर आविर्भव वज्रनख वज्रदंष्ट्र कर्माशयान रंधय रंधय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम् अभयम् आत्मनि भूयिष्ठा ओम श्रुम। ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय, नमस्तेजस तेजसे आविर आविर्भव वज्रनख वज्रदंष्ट्र कर्माशयान रंधय रंधय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम् अभयम् आत्मनि भूयिष्ठ ओम श्रुम। Anybody wants to recite? ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय, नमस्ते जस तेजसे वज्रनख वज्रदंश कर्माश्रय रंधय रंधय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम् अभयम् आत्मनि ओम गुरु ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय नमस्ते जस तेजसे आवेराविर्भव वजनख वज्रदंश कर्माशयान रंधय रंधय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम अभयम आत्मनि भूयिष्ठा ओम श्रुम माताजी ओम नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय नमस्ते जस तेजसे आविराविर्भव वजनख वज्रदंश कर्माशयान रंधय रंधय तमो ग्रस ग्रस ओम स्वाहा अभयम अभयम आत्मनि भूयिष्ठ ओम श्रुम वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ओम ओ लॉर्ड नमः माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस भगवते ऑन टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड नरसिंहाय नोन एज लॉर्ड नरसिम्हा नमः ओबेसेंसेस तेज तेजसे द पावर ऑफ ऑल पावर आविर्भव प्लीज बी फुली मैनिफेस्ट वज्रनखा ओ यू हू पोजेस नेल्स लाइक थंडरबोल्ट्स वज्रदंष्ट्र ओ यू हू पोजेस टीथ लाइक थंडरबोल्ट्स कर्मा आशयान डिमोनियक डिजायर्स टू बी हैप्पी बाय मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज रंधय रंधय काइंडली वैंक्विश तमह इग्नोरेंस इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ग्रस काइंडली ड्राइव अवे ग्रस काइंडली ड्राइव अवे ओम ओ माय लॉर्ड स्वाहा रिस्पेक्टफुल ओब्लेशंस अभयम फियरलेसनेस अभयम फियरलेसनेस आत्मनि इन माय माइंड भूयिष्ठ मे यू अपियर ओ ओम ओ लॉर्ड श्रुम द बीज और सीड ऑफ मंत्रास Offering prayers to Lord Narasimha. Okay, so translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possess nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39, Sanat Kumar speaks the following words to Maharaj Prithu. Yatpad pankaj palasa vilasya bhaktya karma shayam gratidam udgrathayanti santa tadvanna riktamatayo yatayo piruddha shroto ganastamaranam bhajavasuda vasudevam. Devotees always engage in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet. can very easily become free from hard knotted desire for fruitive activities. Yet pad pankaja vilas palasa vilasa bhaktya. And can very easily become free from hard knotted desire for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non devotees, the jnanis and yogis cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Aranam bhaja Vasudevam. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strongly fixed fruitive desire continues. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti devotional service as follows. Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulena krishna anushilanam bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Narsingha, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Materialistic persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus, Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Narsingadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Narsingadev as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pabnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, we welcome all the devotees for today's Srimad morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And we are reading from Canto 5, chapter number 18, which is entitled The Residents of Jambudeep Offer Prayers. So, in this particular chapter, after describing in 5th canto the various Varshas and the inhabitants of various Varshas, so the prominent personalities, they are offering prayers to the presiding deities. So this particular section, which started from the previous verse, the 7th verse, Prahlad Maharaj and the residents of Harivamsha, they are offering prayers to Lord Narsingadev. So we'll read the translation again. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narsingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possess nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. So if you see in the end of the purport, Prabhupada is saying that this is how one should offer prayers to Lord Narsingadev. So in today's discussion, we will take first why Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with prayers or importance of Vandanam. Second, what are the various aspects of the verse itself and the purport points. So, prayers. We see time and again, even in such complicated description of the Jambudvip and the whole cosmos, there is also this prayers section which one can relate to. Otherwise, some of the things which are talked about, the milestones, the distances, they seem to be incomprehensible. And the description also seems to be, I have heard it few times, even from Pavaneshwar Prabhu and Radhavalla Prabhu. Still, every time I read or I have to describe it to others, find it very difficult to give a comprehensive understanding of it. Still, these prayers give us solace that even all around this cosmos, different personalities, after going to these various wonderful places, their chitta or their consciousness is devoted to the Supreme Lord. And in that mood, they are offering heartfelt prayers. And Srila Prabhupada is also saying we should offer prayers. So when one engages in Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam, like we know in Navada Bhakti, what will be the consequence of it? What will come out of it? Then natural outpouring of heart will be expressed in the form of prayers. If one is doing Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam as described by the Acharyas, then naturally that affection has developed in the heart. And then when one comes in front of Lord in the form of deities, when one comes in front of Vaishnavas, when one comes in front of Guru, then he will offer heartfelt prayers. That will be the natural outpouring of heart. So outpouring of heart, in essence, is what prayers is all about. So I was just, when I was thinking of this, I was reminded of Srila Bhaktirasa Samat Sindhu, in which Srila Rup Goswami in the 64 limbs also mentions, as one of the critical aspects is in the 35th limb, he says Vigyapti, which is translated as submissive appeals. Vigyapti. So we have to offer submissive appeals to the Lord. And then in that section, Srila Rup Goswami tells this Vigyapti or Vandanam or prayers can be divided into three parts. Anybody remembers what are these three parts? Sampratatmika, Danya Bodhika and Lal Samai. So these are the three different kinds of prayers Srila Rup Goswami mentions. And what is Samprat Atmika? samprarthanatmika, feelingly offering prayers. So to understand what is this feelingly offering prayers, Srila Rupa Goswami gives a verse. Yuvati nam yatha yuni, yunam cha yuvato yatha, mano abhiramate tadvan, mano abhiramatam tvai. So he's saying, feelingly offering prayers, so he's giving a mundane example, just to help us understand what does feelingly offering prayer means. Yuvati nam yatha yuni, when a beautiful young girl sees a beautiful young boy who has developed some kind of attraction, yunam cha yuvato yatha, and the girl is getting attracted to the boy is getting attracted to the girl, mano abhiramata tadvan, so then abhiramate, the natural attraction or feelings develop in the heart for the beloved. Mano abhiramatam tvai. Similarly, O my Lord, I should develop such abhiratam towards you. Feelingly offering prayers. So feeling means natural attraction. So in that mood, this is samprarth atmika prayers. This is a verse from Padma Puran, which is telling how in this world, when one develops some kind of attraction, especially between opposite genders, then there is a feelingly offering prayers. So, O my Lord, that kind of attachment, attraction I should have towards you. I should offer prayers in that mood, in feelingly, in great feeling, with heart towards you. That is samprarthatmika. Then next is denya bodhika. Denya means feeling a mood of humbleness, dinata, denya bodhika. So he says, he gives a verse from Padma Puran again, Rupa Goswami. Matulyo nasti papatma. Na papardhi cha kaschana parihare api lajjame kimbruve purushottama. So he's saying, matulyo nasti papatma. There is no one as sinful, papatma as me, natulyo. There is no one, there is no tulna. There is no one as papi as me, sinful as me. Na aparadhi cha kaschana. And there is no one as sinful, aparadhi, who has done great sinful acts as me, great offender than me. Parihare api lajjame, and I am feeling so ashamed, lajja, that when I come in front of you and I am feeling so ashamed, I have done such sinful acts, I have done such abominable offending activities, and therefore I ask parihare, please remove it. Kim bruvi purushottame, what can I say, O Supreme Lord, O Purushottam, there is no other solace than just coming in front of you. So that is denya bodhika. So one is offering feelingly prayers. Another aspect of prayers is with dinata bhav, that how fallen I am so much engrossed in material sense gratification, and then bringing that condition in front of the Lord, dinata, that you are my only shelter, you are only my uplifter. So in that mood. And then, so important is, when one has done some sinful activities, one should beg forgiveness, and in front of the Lord, feelingly offer prayers to the Lord, but then not in a mood to rectify it. Repentance means to mood to rectify it, not to repeat it. So not in the mood that we just offer our, we may be still forced to act because of our impressions, but at least the desire should be that I don't want to repeat it and I want to overcome that, not that it's okay. So that repentance, regret should be there and no repetition should be there. So regret and repentance is to remember how fallen I am, but then that should help us take shelter of Krishna. So repentance should not be the fallen condition, that should not take our mind or consciousness. That can be some part of our effort, but then the maximum part should be to help us take shelter of the Lord. Like I think yesterday, Amarendra Prabhu was saying that, quoting Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, that there is this, the jumping, trampoline. So in trampoline, when one is jumping on the trampoline, and then the purpose of going down on the trampoline is so that one goes up. It's not that the purpose of going down is to keep going down, down, down. So when one is jumping on trampoline, he goes a little down and it lifts him up. Then again he goes down, then again lifts him up. So the purpose of remembering our fallen condition is not to get engrossed in our fallen condition. But the purpose of remembering our fallen condition is that I have no other shelter, my Lord. So with heartfelt possessiveness, with heartfelt prayer, we should take shelter of the Lord and try to remember Him, take His shelter. And the third is lalasa mai, expression of longing. So from Narada Pancharatra, Srila Rupa Goswami says, kada gambhiraya vacha shriya yukto jagatpate chamara vyagrahastam mam evam kurva iti vakshasi. So here expressing longing, expression of longing for a particular service, of particular seva, etc. Kada gambhiraya vacha shriyo yukta jagatpate. Oh jagatpate, you have gambhiraya vacha, you have such deep voice. When will you, accompanied by Lakshmi, you are Shriya. You are the accompanied by Lakshmi. Say with a deep voice to me. What will you say? Chamara vyagra hastam mam evam kurva iti vakshasi. When Lord will tell in deep voice, oh please take up this chamara and fan me. So with that desire. That desire that I want to personally serve the Lord. And that service would be given by Lord or His associates. So that kind of, like, can anybody give an example of Lala Samai prayer? Huh? Which prayer? Jugala Kishora. Okay. Where is the longing for prayer in that? So, Murai Bilash, Vilasa Kunje Diyovas. So that is there in Tulsi Aarti Vising. Also, Chamara Dulibo Sada. And then I will give you Tambula. So that mood, desiring that I want to personally serve the Lord. So that is especially a prayer of Lala Samai. A specific desire to personally serve Lord or His or their associates. So these are the three main samprartha atmika, danya bodhika, and lala samai. So these are the ways in which one expresses a very longing, one expresses one's fallen condition, or one generally expresses eagerness to serve the Lord. So in that mood, one can offer various kind of prayers to please the Lord. And then the next limb, which is mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami, is stava paathaha, that is reciting notable prayers. Stava paathaha. So Srila Rupa Goswami says, Bhagavad Gita, mainly the 11th chapter, and Gautamiya Tantra contains many authorized prayers called stavas. Srimad Bhagavatam also has hundreds of prayers. So a devotee should select some of these prayers for one's recitation. Prabhupada is mentioning this as part of understanding of this particular. So there are two things. So 150 in the explaining to this verse from Skanda Puran, Rupa Goswami says, Shri Krishna stavarat nogher yesham jivatva lankrita namasya muni siddhanam vandaniya divokasam. So he's saying Shri Krishna stavarat nogher yesham jivatva lankrita. Devotees whose tongues are always decorated with abundance of jewel-like prayers to Lord Krishna. Jewel-like prayers. So tongue's decoration is offering prayers to the Lord. That is the decoration of the tongue. So everyone wants to look beautiful, wants to decorate themselves. But the best decoration for tongue, as Rupa Goswami is mentioning from Skanda Puran, is offering prayers to the Lord. Jiva to alankritaha. The alankrit, the decoration is Shri Krishna stava ratna ogir, that's the ratna. Namasya muni siddhanam vandaniya divokasam. So even great munis, great rishis, siddhas, they offer or worship such a personality whose tongue is decorated with offering prayers to the Lord. So then in this section, And then the next verse he says, Shrote stavascha devagre yastoti madhusudanam sarva papa vinirmukto vishnu lokam iv avapnuyat. So Rupa Goswami says, quoting from, this is from Narasimha Puran, Stotre stavascha devagre. Devagre, in front of temple of the Lord, Devagra, one should offer stotra and stava. So then Rupa Goswami defines what is stotra and what is stava. Stotras are prayers found in scriptures. Devotees practice them. So the prayers we are reading right now, that is found in scripture, so it's called a stotra. And stava are self-composed prayers expressing one's personal emotions. So what is the difference between stotra and stava? Stotra are those prayers which are mentioned in scriptures by great acharyas and we recite. And stavas are our personal, you know, we may write some poetry or some expressions of feelings towards the Lord. So that we should express. Sarva papa vinur mukta. If one offers such kind of prayers in front of the Lord, it will relieve one of all papa. Sarva papa vinur mukto. Vishnu loka avapnuyat. And he will attain Vaikuntha, Vishnu Loka. So in this way, we understand from Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu the importance of offering prayers. And what are the different kinds of prayers? Samprarthatmika, Dainya Bodhika, and Lalasamayi. And how offering prayers can relieve us of all sinful tendencies and give us shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. So that is the understanding of or importance of offering prayers. Okay, if we go to this verse where a beautiful prayer is offered to Lord Narasimhadev, so here we see it's mentioned, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. So, Narasimha. So, it is a very special form of the Lord who is in the form of half man, he is Nara also, and Simha also. Half lion also. So in scriptures we find that Lord is so much, there is so much going on, there is so much love being exchanged between the Lord and the devotee that Lord is willing to take or do anything to please the devotee and devotee is willing or attracted to the Lord with such immense, you know, attraction, with such immense love. So we see Narasimhadev, even though it is an eternal form of the Lord, but still, just to see how Lord is willing to take any form to get attracted or to serve his devotee. In this case, Prahlad Maharaj, he is taking a form of half man, half lion. So you must have heard this story of Akbar and Birbal. So once Akbar asked Birbal, why do you say your Lord takes so many forms? Why he has to take and come again so in so many ways? So that doesn't befit or that doesn't seem right. So I don't agree with this that he takes so many incarnations. So Birbal, he did not answer. But then once there was a Nauka Vihar festival going on in the palace of Akbar. And the queen was with the small boy of Akbar. And then he arranged in such a way that it appeared that boy fell in the water. And then Akbar came and he jumped from his throne and tried to save the boy. But he realized, oh, it was just a dummy of his son. So he got a little angry. And then Birbal came forward and he said, Akbar was unhappy and he said, what is this? So he said, my dear master, my dear majesty, why you had to jump? There were so many of your servants, they could have saved the boy. He said, no, it's my son, I have to personally take care of him. So Birbal said, that's how my Lord also comes in various forms just to protect my devotee, his devotee, like that. So the exchange of love between Lord and devotees are on unparalleled level. Lord is willing to do anything and the devotee is also willing to do anything for the Lord. Like it's mentioned when the gopis would hear the flute of Krishna, they would be in such attraction haste that they would sometimes wear different ornaments at different places and be running towards, not realizing how they are looking, etc., etc. So there's so much attraction between Lord and devotee and Lord. Devotee is willing to just get attracted to the Lord with unparalleled attraction, and Lord is also coming all the way to serve his devotee in various forms, in various different rupas. So I was hearing this beautiful narration that once Rukmani Devi and Lord Krishna were playing dice in Dwarka, and then suddenly Lord said, "Oh, I am getting late. So one of my devotees is in trouble." So then Rukmani Devi says, "So you should go fast." So she says, "No, no, I'll get late." So Rukmani Devi says, "No, no, you take Daruk and go fast on your chariot." So Lord, after some time, says, "No, no, it will get late." So then Rukmani Devi says, "You take Garuda. You call Garuda. He will fly so fast and you will reach very early." So Lord Krishna thinks and he says, "No, no, that will also get late." So then Rukmani Devi says, "Oh, you are Paramatma in heart of every living entity. You just think and you will appear there. Paramatma, you are in heart of every living entity." So then Lord thinks and then he says, "No, no, that will also get late." So then after some time, Lord closes his eyes, Lord Krishna, and he says, "No, no, now it's done, saved." So then Rukmani Devi was puzzled. What happened? So then, actually beautifully, this was explained that actually it was a time when the Asat Sabha was taking place in Hastinapur, and Draupadi was calling, and she was being, her chastity was at, you know, was being disrobed. But then, so Lord was seeing that she, my devotee, is in such great trouble and I need to go. But then when Rukmani Devi said, "You take Daruk," so then she was asking help from the elders. So then Lord said, "It will get late. Because even if I take Daruk," because she is taking shelter or asking help from all these, "it will get late." So then Rukmani Devi said, "You take Garudji, even faster." So that time she was taking shelter of her husbands. "They will protect me." But Lord said, "That will also get late, because they will also be not able to protect." Then Rukmani Devi says, "As Paramatma, you are there, you will go faster." So the Lord said, "No, she was trying to use her strength to protect." So the Lord said, "That will also get late. She will not be able to protect herself." But then in the end, when Rukmani Devi, when Draupadi started crying, tears started flowing, and she called out, "Hey Govinda, hey Damodar," Lord said, "The tears which Draupadi was crying and she was taking shelter of, that was the fastest path by which I could go from Dwarka to Hastinapur to save her." So the tears which were flowing from Draupadi's eyes, that was the fastest path. Even Garudji could not go fast, even Daruk could not reach, even as Paramatma I could not reach. But the tears which were flowing from Draupadi and helplessly crying out, taking shelter of me, that was the fastest path by which I could reach and save her. That's why I went and I saved her and I came back. And that's why I said the task is done. So Rukmani Devi was so pleased hearing how Lord's mercy is so beautiful. So that is how the prayers or the shelter of the Lord works. Then the next is Namas Tejas Tejase. He is the source of all power. So Lord is the source of all power. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam, shrimat urjitam evava, तट्तट एवाभिगच्छत्वम मम तेजोंश संभवम. दैट जस्ट बाय माय लिटल तेज तेज अंश संभवम एवरीथिंग इज इन प्लेस एवरीथिंग इज मूविंग सो आई एम द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल पावर इन दिस. सो दैट इज हाउ द लॉर्ड वर्क्स. आविर आविर भव प्लीज अपियर इन अवर हार्ट्स. सो आविर भव मीन्स प्लीज अपियर. बट actually where we want the Lord to appear. So it's implied, Srila Prabhupada in the translation he says, please appear in our heart. Actually avirbhava means please appear. But where should Lord appear? Where actually we want the Lord to appear? So we want the Lord to appear in our hearts. Because appearance of Lord in our chitta is the most important. As our consciousness is then imbued with seeing Lord everywhere. If Krishna is in our heart, then Krishna is everywhere for us. For a devotee, it's all about what is in his heart, his chitta. So that, like we say, that world is a mirror of our own consciousness. So what is in our consciousness, that's what we see all around. So we want Lord to appear in our heart, in our chitta. Avir, avir, bhava. That way. Like I was thinking of two examples here. Dhruv Maharaj. So when Dhruv Maharaj was praying, in 6 months, Lord appeared. And where did Lord appear first? He appeared in his heart. And Dhruv Maharaj was in such ecstasy seeing the Lord. And then suddenly he saw the Lord disappeared. So he was in such turmoil. But then he opened his eyes and he saw the same Lord right in front of him. So the Lord appeared in his heart. And then he could see Lord in front of him also. So that's where we want to see the Lord. And even in the case of Narad Muni, in his previous life as the son of maid servant, when he was doing tapasya, he also saw the Lord in his heart, one jhalak. But then it disappeared. Then he was in such great turmoil. Oh, where is that my Lord, my beloved? Then Lord told, for this lifetime, that's the only jhalak you will receive. You just have to do more sadhana, and then in the future, after this life, you will have my personal presence all the time. So that's where we want the Lord to appear. Avir, avir bhava, in our heart. Vajra nakha, vajra damshra. So it's mentioned, while offering prayers, vajra nakha. The nails of the Lord are like thunderbolts. And vajra damshra, the teeth are like thunderbolts. So I was just thinking, if with the Narsingh Aarti we sing every day, in that the comparison is different. Tava kara kamalavare nakham adbhuta shingam, dalitam hiranyakashipu tano bringam. So there it's mentioned, tava kara kamalavare nakham. Your nakha are like, what is the nails compared to in that prayer? Lotus, like lotus petals. So here it's mentioned your nails are like damshtra, your nails are like vajra, thunderbolt. There it's mentioned your nails are like lotus. Lotus is one extreme, very soft, very fragile, very, very, najuk. And thunderbolt is another extreme, so heavy, so one can just understand all the, what is that term? The extremes exist in the Lord. So for, like once, this reminds of one nice pastime. So when Srila Prabhupada was in America, and in his initial days when he got some problem, he was sick. So then devotees arranged, I think it was in San Francisco. So in San Francisco, near the beach, a house for Prabhupada to stay and recuperate. So some devotees went ahead, they made the house, they rented that house, and then Janki Mataji, she's the sister of Yamuna Mataji, and etc. So they went ahead and then they kind of made the place. And then Prabhupada came, and then there was a Rath Yatra and etc. Jagannath Ji came and everything went. And then after some time, I think Shyam Sundar Prabhu was also there. And there was a piano in that place. So Prabhupada said, anybody knows how to play a piano? So Shyamasundara Prabhu says, yes, I know. So he pulled the piano and then dhamm, there was some loud noise. So then Prabhupada said, what is that? So then one devotee went behind and he saw there was a photo of Lord Narasingadev, and which was kept behind the piano and which fell. And then Prabhupada said, oh, who kept it there? Who kept Narasingadev there? So Janaki Devi, she kind of a little afraid, she came ahead and she said, Prabhupada, I kept Narasingadev's photo behind. So Prabhupada asked, why did you keep the photo behind? She said, I was very afraid. He looks so fearsome. He is, with his nails, he is protruding the, the chest and the heart, and all the intestines are on the, as necklaces. So then Prabhupada consoled and kind of said, Narasingadev is like fearful for demons, but for devotees, he gives such immense pleasure, he's so attractive, so you don't have to be afraid of Lord Narasingadev. He is actually, so here it's mentioned, so I was hearing long time back, I think 2-3 years back, Shyamananda Prabhu was giving Narasingh, Chaturdashi Katha, and he was mentioning this part, that Tava Kara Kamalavare Nakham Adbhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tano Bhringa. So Hiranyakashipu is compared to a Bhringa. Bhringa means bumblebee or a bee, and Narasingadev's nails are compared to lotus petals. So petals are generally very soft. Bumblebee is very hard. Like we were hearing, if a bee is agitated, it has the strength to even penetrate or hole in a wood. Thick wood also it can penetrate. So here the comparison seems ulta. Narasingadev's nails are very, very soft, like petals of a lotus. And Hiranyakashipu is compared to a bumblebee, who is very, very, ferocious. But that's the beauty. Lord is so beautiful. His nails are so beautiful, but at the same time, they can cut through the Bhringa like Hiranyakashipu. So that is the beauty of Lord that is mentioned. And it's mentioned here, Vajra Damshtraha. The teeth, Damshtra, are also like thunderbolt. So this reminds that of like a lion, lioness, or a cat. So when the same teeth, they are source of great fear for rat or for other animals, but the same teeth are great source of care and happiness for kitten or the cub. The cat takes the kitten in his mouth and takes from one place to another, and kitten feels this is the safest place, the most enjoyable place for me. The same teeth which are source of great, fear for rat or others, they are source of great happiness. So, Vajra Damshtra, it's like thunderbolt, but at the same time, it is great source of happiness for the devotee. And then Karma Shayan Randhaya Randhaya. So Karma Shayan. So Ashayan. So one who has taken shelter of Karma. Karma Ashayan Randhaya Randhaya. So it's important where we take shelter. So here one who is taking shelter of Karma, of fruitive activities, he feels by performing fruitive activities, I will gain pleasure in this world. I will gain upliftment in this world. Randhaya Randhaya, please remove this. So where we take shelter is critical. Seeing this word, Prabhupada quotes the verse in the purport from Sanat Kumara's, Yat Pada Pankaja Palasa Vilasya Bhakta Karma Shayam Gratitam Udgrathayanti Santa Karma Shayam. So in that verse also, in here also the word Karma Shayam comes, and there also the word Karma Shayam comes. And if you see the translation of this verse, Yat Pada Pankaja Palasa Vilasa Bhaktya Karma Shayam Grathitam Udgrathayanti Santaha. So one who has taken shelter of Yat Pada Pankaja, your lotus feet, Vilasa Bhaktya, Karma Shem Grati, Gratitam. So the Grati or the knot is Udagranthayanti, is completely removed, cut. Santaha Tadvanna Rikta Matayo Yatoyo Pirudha Shroto Ganastam Arhanam Bhajavasudevam. So therefore one should do bhajan or take shelter of such Lord. And Prabhupada says, because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis. So Prabhupada puts the jnanis and yogis in non-devotees. Actually they are not non-devotees. But that desire to have any separate inclination from serving the Lord is non-devotional. And therefore Prabhupada quotes the next verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is, what is pure devotional service? Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulena krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttamam. So that is what Prabhupada is mentioning about this karma shayan. So, and then Prabhupada says, this is demoniac desire. So why taking shelter of karma is a demoniac desire? Because it gives rise to selfishness. Godly means selfless, and godless means selfish. So wherever there is selfish desire, that is demoniac. It may not, somebody is thinking of sustaining his body, doing some sense gratification. What is demoniac in it? It is just for oneself. Demoniac, generally we feel that, oh, we want to hurt others, or we want to do some thing which will hurt environment, which will hurt other living entities, which will hurt, that is demoniac. But no, the start point is selfishness. Then it will get extended to selfish for oneself, selfish for one's family, selfish for one's society, etc. And then, on the contrary, hurting others who are against that, who come against that selfish principle. So that is why Prabhupada is saying it is demoniac in nature. And then, in the end, the last line says, Tamo grasa grasa om swaha. Tama. Tama is ignorance. So please grasa grasa, please drive away. And abhayam abhayam atmani bhuyishtah om shrum. By your mercy we may become fearless. So fearlessness is very important principle. Prabhupada, so I could remember two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. In the first canto, first chapter, 14th verse. Apanna samsritim ghoram yannama vivasho grinan. Tatha sadyo vimucheta yad bibheti svayam bhayam. Apanna samsritim ghoram. One who is actually engrossed in this material world, samsritim ghoram, which is ghor, yan nama vivasho grinan. One takes vivasho grinan by chance, without much interest. Tatha sadyo vimucheta, he is freed, vimucheta yad bibheti svayam bhayam. Fear personified is also fear of this Supreme Lord. And then in third canto, when Devuti Mata, she got daughters, 9 daughters from Kardam Muni, and Kardam Muni is leaving, then she says this verse, Sarvam tad Bhagavan Mayam Upovaha Pratishrutam Tathapi Me Prapannaya abhayam datum arhasi. You gave me everything, whatever I desired, but one thing you have not given me. What? Tathapi me prapannaya abhayam datum arhasi. Please give me abhaya. You give me all. I got such a good husband. He has such yogic powers. Then you created a palace. Then you gave me 9 daughters. But I engaged in all this for thinking for my own pleasure. But now I am still fearful. When you leave, what will I do? What will happen to me? And that, in that purport, Prabhupada says, material existence is always fearful and full of anxieties. So this mentality in our mind or in our heart, chitta, that I want to stay in this world, be happy in this world, sustain in this world, that material existence is itself full of misery or full of fear, anxiety. And how can one overcome that? How can one overcome that fearfulness? Bhaja ho re mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaravindare. Bhaja ho re mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaravindare. So, he mind, he's telling, why you are taking shelter of so many other things? This material existence will lead to fear only. Especially as time goes, as age progresses, if we don't take shelter of the Lord, when time and age grows, when mind is not supportive, when the body is not supportive, fear totally engrosses us, overcomes us. One cannot think of, and it's so difficult, very, very difficult. And then very difficult to come out of that fear. So therefore, one has to break this chain of material existence and take shelter of the Lord. So in that way, we can understand the importance of... So in today's discussion, we talked about importance of prayers. We saw from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the 35th and 36th limb, which is mentioned as part of sadhana bhakti, which is offering prayers, and then different kinds of prayers. And then we saw through the verse how all, you know, extremes exist in the Lord, and how Lord Narsingadev and his devotee have this personal connection. And in the end, Prabhupada, last line of the purport says, any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Narsingadev, as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. So, if you want to be free of material existence, our shelter is offering prayers, taking shelter of the Lord through the medium of prayers. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai.